This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Hey, I like it when somebody goes out there and you know, when somebody gets out there and does that initial introduction to shooting. But in some cases, sometimes that individual will get out there and take it one step further than that. And joining me tonight, fresh off of his marathon session where he trained 700 ladies of Detroit on the fine art of armed self-defense, from Legally Armed in Detroit and Rick's Firearm Academy, is Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening to you. How are you doing on this fine evening?
I'm doing pretty good. The weekend is looking pretty good. We've been having a lot of tropical depression, Alberto rain for the last 2 weeks, and it's finally gone away, and now I'm happy. I'm just sitting over here being happy. So, logistically, with all the logistical moving and shaking you had to do, how long was this just in the making, getting all of this together?
Well, I usually allow myself a year's time for planning. Like right now, you know, I'm starting to look at the calendar and see what needs to be done for next year. But I've gotten a little experience at doing this. I know what needs to be done. Exactly who's going to be involved may change, but, you know, I got a pretty good handle on it. There have been some innovations along the way, some changes and tweaks. But I tell you, if there's anybody out there that's planning, you know, any type of project, you know, do what I did. I started small and just grew it and just made changes and innovations on the fly. But if you're trying to do something, anything, you know, don't hesitate. Just get started. Once you get started, eventually, you know, systems will come into play and you'll meet people and help will just come from unexpected places. You know, just get started.
Yep. Now, with you, you know, what a difference a year makes, huh? Were you, this time last year, it would have been great if you could have put this together, wouldn't it?
Well, I put it together last year, you know, I was, you know, in recovering from, you know, a medical situation. I had a stroke. You know,
yeah, like, stroke.
Like,
yeah.
That wasn't a big deal, but luckily for me, I had a rapid recovery. It wasn't a full recovery, but, you know, I even in the best of times, man, I don't do this project, you know, in isolation. I need a lot of help from a lot of people and a lot of organizations and, you know, we always manage to pull it together.
Well, I'm very pleased with your recovery and that you're still doing what you want to do. Now, 700 women. What's the number two class you've ever done in terms of size prior to 700 women?
That would be exactly a year ago before this date, which was last year, where we did 600. So We're still moving the bar forward. The goal was 800 for this year, but came a little shy. You know, it could have been weather dependent. You know, it could have been one of these this charity event that happens on the same day. Right. But, you know, undaunted, we're going to push on and we're going to go forward and we're going to grow this thing. You know, maybe I underestimated, you know, the percentage of people that would register and show up. Because in my worst nightmare would be to have so many people that we couldn't accommodate everyone. And that fear, you know, really tempers the amount of registrations that I allow to happen for the event. So, you know, maybe this will be a growth opportunity for me to not be so timid, but to, you know, grow this thing by, you know, expanding the number of people that, that are allowed to actually register, understanding that some people are going to no-show.
Timid. You just described yourself as timid.
You know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it timid, but, you know, you can be optimistic, you can be pessimistic, whatever you want to call it, man. The thing is, I just didn't want to be blown out of the water, you know, and be swamped with people and not be able to accommodate everyone. So that's the consideration that keeps me from, you know, just totally open up the floodgates and let anyone who is even mildly interested show up. So I have to still manage this process.
Now, you do these charity things for women. At this particular
Correct.
Point, how many women have come through the Legally Armed in Detroit turnstiles to learn the art of self-defense? How many have you empowered to go back out in the street and have the equalizer?
Well, I get a few, you know, and I don't try to monopolize, you know, women that come through and funnel them, you know, specifically to my organization. I'm working this event with 50 other firearms instructors, and these women, when they come to the program, they've already developed a connection, a rapport with the person that's with them in the booth. And I'm pretty sure many of them, you know, have established a relationship professionally and took it to the next level. So my thing is this is not a money-making activity. This thing here is strictly a labor of love for me. You know, it was born out of a story I saw in the local news media about a woman 7 years ago who was killed and her body was just left discarded in the street like a piece of trash. And I felt that someone should do something about that. And as I thought about it, I was like, you know what? Someone should train women how to defend themselves. And as I thought about it even further, I said, well, hey, why not me? Why not now? Why don't I do something where I am with what I have, with resources and friends I can pull together? Why not do something? And that very first event, you know, we trained 50 women, which is pretty cool, you know, considering that I think I was using MySpace at the time. But we're getting
yeah.
it done.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some of your political, because it's not just, for you, it's not just time on the range. You are the rare one that will get out there and both do the training, and you will take it into the realm of debate as well. And with some of the debating that you do, some of it is actually quite amusing for me, but...
right?
Yeah, some of the ones that you have to deal with, that's always a part that amuses me. But I want to talk a little bit about that, and I want to talk about what it's like to be a gun instructor in Detroit, because this is, I would imagine, this is where a lot of technique gets tested. And I also want to talk about what the situation is since Chief Craig got out there. You know, there was a whole lot of fanfare not too recently. I'm just setting you up just so you know what's coming your way. Where he got out there and said, listen, arm yourselves because we can't get to you. We'll get to you eventually, but you need to arm yourself. So I want to know how that's looking too. Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy. That's what Rick does. That's where you can find him. Check him out on Facebook. Check him out on Twitter. He has a long reel of stuff that he has done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here we go!
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. For most of us, the only instruction we're ever going to need in self-defense when it comes to with a gun is going to be with a handgun. And my guest this evening is one of these exclusive people that does this kind of thing, only this kind of thing, and he does it in an area where there's a lot of things going on all the time. And his name is Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit. Now, in addition to all of these marathon teaching classes that you have, these marathon training classes, you spend a good time in the media as the token pro-gun guy who's up against five or six anti-gun guys.
Oh, right.
And then you sort of take them apart like Bruce Lee in The Chinese Connection when he's in the school having to fight everybody. So how did that happen? How did your name pop up? And why is it that you do it? I mean, I would do it. I would love to do it. But I always want to ask those questions simply because for some people, you know, some of the answers are very, very interesting. Why do you subject yourself to trying to deal with these people?
Right. Well, you know, it goes back to a mutual friend of ours, Ken Blanchard, many years ago, man. I'm
right.
talking maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and I had met Ken when I went to my very first gun rights policy conference, and I actually met him, and I was, you know, asking him some questions, you know, how did, you know, he increase his visibility, you know, how did he become noticed as a person to talk to about guns and personal protection and freedom and liberty and all that stuff, and I was like, I would like to do that, so how can I, following your footsteps, as it was. And what Ken told me was, man, you have to put yourself out there. You have to let people know what you believe and let them know how you feel and how deeply you feel about it. And Ken's vehicle has always been his podcast. And so I looked into doing a podcast, and I was like, you know what? This looks eminently doable, but I'm not up to handle that learning curve. So
right.
Let me take a more pedestrian approach. I just started blogging, man, about all the things that I had learned and all the things that I believe. And I created a blog, and I was just blogging along, you know. And out of nowhere, I got a call from a journalist that was some big publishing concern. I don't know if it was the New York Times or it was something on that nature. It gave me a call because they had caught wind of a couple of articles I wrote on my blog, and they typed a few keywords in the Google and they came across me.
Right.
And the next thing you know, she's calling me up for an interview over the phone. And next thing you know, I'm in, you know, this national publication. And then after that, it kind of snowballed, and when things would come up on subjects that I had blogged about, people would call me, and then it sort of becomes a thing that, you know, feeds on itself. And then I got a call locally from one of the local news channels here, and I was able to get onto one of the shows, man, and I guess I made a rather favorable impression, or I was good for ratings, one or the other, but you know, they told me then, they said, man, you will definitely be back. And so they kept inviting me. And every time they invited me, I had the nerve to actually show up to battle, you know, with the anti-gun forces, you know, in our local community. And it's been fun. It's a labor of love. You know, it requires you to be, you know, up to date. It requires you to know what the beast are, you know, what some of your opponents are going to say. It requires you to think on your feet. And it's really a challenging endeavor. I've been up for the challenge ever since. And you know what? The labor of love, I enjoy playing.
The, you know, with some of the stuff that you have to do where you're going in there and facing a lot, sometimes it's a lot of clergy. Sometimes you're facing a lot of clergy. And in the time since I have known you, has the attitude of the Black American clergy, as you know, as the political tides have begun to shift and everything, and as you know, has their attitude towards gun ownership and people defending themselves, has that begun to change any?
I think that you can't paint all members of the clergy with one broad stroke, man.
I'm just talking about the ones that I've seen you up against. I'm talking about those guys that have been on TV with you.
Oh, well, you know, those guys, you know, they're just, you know, at least politically, you know, on TV, they say that they're anti-gun. But, you know, and the many times that I've talked with these people off camera, you know, a lot of times what you see, you know, portrayed by these persons, you know, on the air is rather different than what they'll tell you off the record person to person. It's almost as if there's a certain expectation of the people that follow them have of them and what they do and what they should not do. And to be quite honest, some of them are just flat out hypocrites, you know, are gun owners and have guns in the church and have, you know, security details and screening stations and all of that. But when they go out and they go on TV to make a public appearance or be quoted in the newspaper, a lot of them, you know, they play like they're anti-gun, and it totally misrepresents who they really are. But, you know, I believe, man, you know, everything sooner or later, you know, always comes to light. And all you have to do is just be patient.
Right. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about, I want to talk about something that I've got in mind, and I want to see if you would be up for it, plus the other stuff I've already mentioned. Let's shift over to Chief Craig. We'll start out with Chief Craig and everything and his little splash that he made not too long ago. Tell everybody how to find you on social media.
Oh, man, social media is easy. Think Detroit. CCW, that's the URL of my website. My blog is legallyarmeddetroit.com. Or if you rather, just Google my name in quotes, Rick, R-I-C-K. Last name is Hector, E-C-T-O-R. I swear you will find more information than you thought was possible. Just Google me and you will find me. It's impossible not to see me.
I hear you. All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Today, after meeting with the top North Korean official, President Trump did say that the summit is on for June 12th in Singapore with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. The president also had more details regarding that summit.
We're not going to go in and sign something on June 12th, and we never were. We're going to start a process. And I told him today, take your time. You can go fast, we can go slowly.
How low can it go? The nation's unemployment rate, that is. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The nation's jobless rate was forecast to hold at 3.9% in May, but when the report came out on Friday morning, it showed it had dropped to 3.8%, the lowest in 17 years. That jobs report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics also showing the economy adding 223,000 jobs, which was well above the 188,000 the economists had predicted.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. Rick, you're in Detroit, which I think, just looking at it, I would have to say that Detroit is poised for a really, hopefully, a great part two in their life, in the life of the city. Getting there is the problem, and not too long ago, I don't know how long it's been, but your chief, your police chief, because Detroit was in bankruptcy and budget cuts and cutting back on officers and everything, and what was already bad crime was looking to maybe become worse. What did the chief do to try to help people in Detroit?
Well, you know, he brought a different attitude, you know, when he came into town. When he came into town, we were in the bankruptcy proceedings, and he was actually brought in by the emergency financial manager, who was outside, you know, the normal political process, you know, like the mayor.
Right.
You know, and he came in and he had some experiences at other places he had worked where, you know, gun ownership was viewed as a positive. It was viewed as a deterrent, and it was viewed as a means of people keeping themselves safe until the police could get there. And it was a total breath of fresh air. And, you know, he's continuing to be a supporter of the Second Amendment. You know, he's doing a lot of things to make the city safer. But, you know,
it's a process, man, and until we can get some of the intractable issues we have in the city resolved, you know, joblessness and education and poverty, you know, those are always going to be, you know, issues that are going to create problems in the city. And we still have those problems, and hopefully things will get better.
Now, that was sort of what the chief did. For any police chief, that was really... That was really going where most police chiefs don't go, right? I mean, getting out there and advocating for the armed citizens to be out there to take care of themselves. What was the reaction to the anti-gun element in Detroit when the chief came out with that?
Oh man, you know, and it wasn't too long ago. You know, man, time flies when you're having fun, man. But there were some people who really had a serious problem with him suggesting that people take on a more active role in their personal protection, and that they buy guns and they learn how to safely use them, and that they be good users, good operators, and exercise good judgment. And when you really think about it, who in their right mind would be against such a thing, you know? And lo and behold, there's plenty of anti-gunners who will definitely run to the nearest microphone and tell you not to protect yourself and tell you not to take on an active role in your personal protection. I mean, it's the most absurd thing in the world. Who would tell you not to protect yourself and your family?
You know, I saw one thing where you were talking about home invasions. And one of the counterpoint anti-gun guys was telling you that they should persuade them to not be home invaders. And your question was, how do you persuade a home invader in the middle of a home invasion? Which, first of all, was hilarious. I mean,
yeah, it is.
The look on your face was hilarious because of the, I mean, that's really, you know, I don't mean to be disparaging of the person that said that. That's really a pretty stupid thing to say.
Well, I mean, once someone has made a calculated decision that they're going to come into your house, break in, knock down doors, come in through windows, armed with guns, knives, or whatever device they have at their disposal, you know, to do you great bodily harm, I mean, the time for a debate, for a discussion, coffee and donuts, I mean, we're way past that. I mean, it's time to defend your home and defend your family.
Right. And it needs to be rather vicious and rather quick and sudden as the violence they're trying to bring, right?
I mean, you know, the thing is, man, if someone is so emboldened to come into your house without permission to do you and your family harm, you have to rise to the occasion and take care of business. You have to defend yourself and you have to defend your family. I mean, nothing is more sacred than that, man. I mean, why are we here?
Well, we're here to survive. I fully agree with you. Now, since then, since that time, there was, and right after he did that in Detroit, there was a rash of, it seemed like that in a week, there was like five or six self-defense shootings that made the news. Some of them actually very good ones, as far as, you know, showing a whole bunch of presence of mind. Since then, has there been any change in the kind of crime that was going on there? Is it began to diminish?
I mean, there's still a lot of crime in the city of Detroit, man. And, you know, there was just a big series of articles of some of the outrageous violence that has happened here.
Right.
You know, just over this holiday weekend. I mean, it's still happening, and people are still being armed, and people are still willing to defend themselves. Nothing along those narratives have changed. You know, all I can say is that those who are discharged with the duty of creating alternatives for people other than crime, or to give them other opportunities, or for the intractable bad people who just refuse to change their ways, it's time to round them up and put them away.
Now, is Detroit, is law enforcement still constrained by the bankruptcy? Because the best way to do that would be to do exactly what you're talking about, but
Well, we just got off from under that recently within the last couple of weeks. So we're pretty much independent right now. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we continue to do the things that we've done while we were being monitored by the state, and we keep the city solvent, and we continue to encourage citizens to take on a more active role in their personal protection so the police can get there.
Right. Chief Craig is still in place?
Still in place.
I hope he stays. I hope he stays in place. That would be, I think he has been a benefit to the city and hopefully to the leadership there, to where they understand that they're not running things. They need to be watching out for the people there. But once again, as we head into the last break, if you would be so kind, tell them how to find Rick Hector in the wonderful world of social media.
I am the easiest guy in the world to find, I'm telling you. Google my name. It is fairly easy to remember. Rick, R-I-C-K, last name Hector, E-C-T-O-R, DetroitCCW.com will take you to my website. It'll take you to my blog. I'm on every social media platform that matters, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube. Throw one out at me. I'm on it. Find me. Just Google me. You can't miss me.
Coming up on that, well, hey, I tell you what, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, You really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This is also the last time on the firing line. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. My guest this hour is Rick Ector. We've been talking about Detroit. His latest conquest is, you know, teaching the 700 women. But I got a question for you, Rick.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try, I'm going to make it my business this year to see how many training classes or sessions I can take with an instructor besides me. I tend, and I'm not an instructor, let's make that perfectly clear, I just act like one. And
okay.
I tend to, you know, I need discipline, Rick. I need to be working with somebody that can watch me. And I was thinking that with as many people as I know in Detroit that are in Detroit and everything, we could probably come up there and do a little bit of media up there. And I just wondered how you felt about that.
Man, hey, I welcome you with open arms. Come on, man.
Okay.
Come on.
Rick and I,
get you in town and have people come and share with you their experiences and their relationship with firearms and how they appreciate having the right to keep and bear a firearm. Let's do some training. Man, let's make a day of it. Come on. When do you want to come?
Well, let me think logistically along this end, because it'd be really cool to set up the operation there and do the show live there and have some of the people sit down. And, you know, we do a little video, but then when it came time to do the radio show, we'd be doing the radio show, too, and let them get up and mic them up and let them talk and let them put it out there and let everybody hear what they're about. And I think that would be.
I'm officially telling you, let's do it. You just
okay.
let me know when you're available on your calendar and we'll make this happen.
Okay. We will work on that one. I'm going to a class next week. At Tactical Response, which is going to be more of a, you know, it's a 2-day class and everything, but
right.
Rob Morris and I were talking, I was like, we just ought to go places and take training with people.
Great.
And, you know, let's take it with the people we know, because that way we know we'll get along with them and we won't.
Right, you know, all the
other things. Now, when for those, you know, I know you do a lot of training with women. Do you have a lot of male students that come through? I've never asked you that.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, exclude men from training, you know, with us at all.
Right.
You know, when I do my normal classes, the women are the majority of the students in the classes nowadays anyway. Usually it's about 50-50, maybe 75% of the classes tend to be women anyway.
Right.
It's just the way that the market has gone, the way it has shifted. I think most men who were interested in getting a concealed pistol license had already done so. And when they become of age, you know, 21 here in the state of Michigan, it's sort of like a thing that guys who are so inclined just do. You know, women, I believe, are playing catch up, man, but they're definitely responding to the challenge.
With knowing that, how many of them come to you that don't have a gun yet? They train, they qualify, but then they actually go out to get a gun to carry.
You know, quite a few, man, quite a few. And, you know, I have mixed emotions about, you know, about telling people to buy a gun first and then, you know, come to class and learn how to use it. You know, the instructor, you know, in me wants you to be an educated consumer and know how to find the best gun for you as opposed to just grabbing a gun and learning how to use that gun.
Yeah.
Now, I think if the situation, you know, if it warrants, if you have the time, do the research, get some training, take the class first, and then that way you can avoid buying a gun that is totally wrong for you and that you eventually despise and then probably take a huge loss on if you try to sell it back to buy the gun you should have bought.
I've seen people here down in South Carolina that show up for a concealed carry permit class that have just come from the gun store. And they come with all manner of things, but I mean, the one that I felt the worst for was the one that showed up with the 10 millimeter.
Right.
And somebody told him, you know, well, you know, if you want to kill everything out there walking, a 10 millimeter take down a grizzly bear and it take down a man. So he bought himself a 10 millimeter. He, you know, it was a Glock. He bought the whole thing, the Glock flashlight that goes with it and everything else back when they actually sold that. And, poor guy, of course, was not able to qualify with it because they also sold him full house loads on 10mm, which is particularly punishing even with a Glock. And when it's your first time pulling the trigger, then it gets worse and just exacerbates the problem. 9mm is pretty much a sweet spot nowadays, isn't it?
It's pretty. You know what? It seems to be the most popular caliber, man. And you read about what police departments and different agencies of our government. It seems like, and this goes in circles, but it seems like the 9mm is suddenly becoming, you know, more popular again. So, you know, these things come in phases, but right now, I think 9mm is pretty much where everything is pointing these days.
I was always a big caliber guy. I started out only 45, then I didn't want to carry a 10 because I just couldn't find the full house load. So then when the 40 came out, I had to have a 40. When I converted to 40 so fast that there was no ammo for the 40. I bought the first Gen 2 Glock 22, but there was no ammo to be found for it. I could fill up the magazines once and that was it. So, I'm very pleased that it has flipped over back to 9mm because it is very,
very,
yeah, it's everywhere out there. And I'm pleased with that. But I'm going to put some thought to how we're going to do this because if we're going to do this, let's do it the right way and let's get out there and get some people's stories out and shed the light on the students of Ector.
Like I said, man, would be an absolute privilege to do that. And we can delve into, you know, reasons that went into becoming armed, how they view that responsibility. You know, feel like they're going against any social mores or any upbringing issues they might have had, you know, where there's some wise tales and untrue rumors that kept them away from exploring this earlier. Man, I'm telling you, the whole topic is full of different angles to really do this story justice.
Yes. And we're going to explore them. I'll be in touch with you sometime next week. I'm going to look at this and see what we can do, see how we can make this happen.
Hey, just tell me when. I can tell you very quickly, you know, if we can make this thing happen. Every January 1st, I whip out the new year, a calendar, and I map out, you know, the conferences that I'm going to, you know, the NRA annual meeting, you know, or the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and then how many classes I want to do, and those dates and the holidays and everything else. You know, I pretty much fit it in there where it fits in. I'm sure you're going to pick the best time to do this, man.
Okay.
I'm sure of it.
We will make that happen. One last time before we go away, tell them how they find Rick.
And you can find me easily. The easiest way is just Google me, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R, Rick Ector. I'm at Detroit CCW, whether that's .com or username on all the social media platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, all of the social media platforms you'll be able to find.
Outstanding. I want to thank you for, I called Rick up on the spur of the moment, said, come on the show. And then I said, can you come on the show this hour instead of the one I told you? I want to thank you for helping me make this happen. So thank you for coming on tonight.
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure to be on the show and to speak with you. And I truly enjoy seeing you at the conference when we run into each other. It's good seeing you at the NRA.
Roger that. We will be back on Monday. Everybody have a good weekend. This has been Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.